This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Talk to the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel, the Masters champion Bob Golby. We're going to get to Dave Matter in just a moment. Our final segment brought to you by Victory Men's Health, 618-632-9000. Feel young, feel confident, feel energized, feel the victory. We recommend you getting the vitamin drip. Victory Men's Health believes you can look, feel, and become healthier as you age. Help your body achieve optimal levels of testosterone. Get tested for OT, for low T. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, just about 10 minutes away from downtown. Beautiful office, great people. They will take care of you, and you will be feeling better than you ever have. Victory Men's Health, 618-632-9000. Feel young, feel confident, feel energized, feel the victory with just one trip into the building. All right, Dave Matter joins us now. Dave, great to be with you. How are you?
Good, Frank. How's it going?
Really good. So, big weekend. As a reporter, it's not like you're following around Harris and Porter and Knox, are you? What did you actually do?
I enjoyed a week off, sort of, but I was paying attention on social media. A good friend of mine is the owner of the restaurant where the players and coaches dined on Saturday, so I got a nice report from him. So I was kind of in tune with what was going on. It's impossible to ignore with how these kids document everything now on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever. So you pretty much are experiencing it, not quite the same, but in real life, in real time, to see what they're doing and how they're kind of feeling about things. And it's a whole different way of, covering recruiting now than it was ever before.
Where did they dine in beautiful Columbia, Missouri?
They went to Sophia's, which is a great restaurant in the south side of Columbia. Same ownership group that owns Addison's downtown, but that's where they ate. They ate well, from what I'm told.
That's good to hear. So how many in their party would have been Harris, Porter, Knox, Konzo, and an assistant, or what?
Coaches and then the players' parents that were in town. Terrence Phillips joined them. He was the official host of the players for their recruiting trips, and I believe the Porter sisters, Sierra and Bree, were there also. So it was a pretty big contingent.
Now, did Kevin Knox actually come with his parents, or was it just Kevin alone?
From what I understand, his parents made the trip. I've reached out to them. I've not heard back. I don't think they've done any interviews since then. I know that he and Michael Porter flew back together from Portland. They played in that Nike Summit game Friday night and had a late flight out of there to get to Missouri by the visit on Saturday. But from I don't know for sure that they were here, but that was the plan for Knox's parents to be part of the visit.
So what could they do if there's no football going on and the baseball team was in Georgia? How did they entertain this group?
Well, they went. I know that they went and watched the team workout, one of the first workouts that the returning team has had with Coach Martin and his staff at the arena. Then they went on a pretty big campus visit and were greeted by just throngs of students everywhere, fraternity houses, just around Greektown, around campus. There were banners up all over town on the Greek houses with the names and likeness of these guys. I mean, they really, not just the coaching staff, but I think the campus kind of rolled out the red carpet for these guys. And I just spoke to Blake Harris not too long ago, the point guard from North Carolina who committed. He was just blown away by this. He did not expect this. He's been on a handful of visits to other campuses. And he knew that Mizzou had a decent tradition in the past, not so much recently. But he could really sense, a hunger from this fan base and this campus to be relevant in basketball and to really kind of capitalize on all of this. It's pretty amazing considering these students haven't been showing up to games in several years, but they've really came out for this event, I guess you could call it, and for this weekend.
Give us an idea with Blake Harris, the point guard from Raleigh, North Carolina, committing. I know he had already signed with Washington. But where else could he have gone besides Washington?
He told me this morning he had a visit scheduled for Michigan State this weekend. He's in the process of canceling that. After that, he had a visit scheduled for UConn. And his other top choices were North Carolina State and Rutgers. So he hasn't signed anything yet. He can't sign another national letter of intent. You can only sign one of those a year. So he can sign a financial aid agreement starting on Wednesday, which basically binds the school to him for a year, but he's not necessarily bound to the school. It's a little different than an NLI. But by all accounts, he's committed. He's fully expects to play at Missouri next year. And he said he'll sign that sometime by the end of the month.
And am I reading this right? He's a true point guard, 6'2", 175 pounds. He's a true point, right?
Yeah, he's not much of a scorer. I mean, he can score, and he scored in high school, but he is more of a pass-first guy. Different kind of guard than C.J. Roberts, who is more of a shooter, more of a scorer, who can also handle the ball, but different kinds of guards for this class.
So I get the impression if Harris commits and he's a pure point, and Mark Smith is at Edwardsville, who Konzo actually visited a home last week, and he's a pure point. I don't know if I'm Mark Smith if I want to do that, especially if you consider that Michigan State was looking at them both, and now Michigan State is really, really after Mark Smith hard after his visit there last weekend. If I had to guess, I would think Smith would be leaning the Michigan State way. What about yourself?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been hearing. I know that Konzo really, really likes Mark Smith. Now, does that change now that he has a point guard, in this class? It might. I mean, it might be sort of insurance for not getting Smith. Although they liked Harris from the start. They knew they had a relationship with him, his relationship with Michael Porter Jr. and senior from his time committing at Washington. So, I think it may just end up working out that way where Smith ends up at Michigan State. But I don't think Missouri necessarily will give up. They'll probably want to be told no before they stop recruiting him.
All right, let's get to Jeremiah Tillman, who's expected to get his release shortly, sometime today from Illinois. Now, I want to remind everybody that this is a dead period till Thursday at midnight. So even if he got the release, it's not like Konzo can start recruiting, Jeremiah Tillman. Now, I imagine some type of contact has been made or something, or some interest has been shown through mutual parties. But what do you see unfolding there?
Well, I would expect, from what I was told on Friday from some folks at East St. Louis that are close to Tillman, he's not really talking about this publicly, is that, he wants to consider other options, but Missouri is definitely strongly in the mix. Will he want to make this move quickly? He's got the luxury now of having some time to decide, and I'm sure he'll have multiple suitors that are interested. But there's just a lot of signs that point to Missouri being the choice here. I just think the natural fit and the natural relationships that Konzo has at East St. Louis, the trust that he's already built up there, even though he hasn't coached a game yet at Missouri, I think that kind of falls in line. And his style of play, I think it's maybe better suited to a big man who has the frame and has the kind of skill set of Tillman. It just might be suited. And I think there's a really big need for a big man on this team right now. So I think they have that as a sales pitch. We'll see how quickly this moves along. But his whole recruitment has been kind of a mystery from the start. He had kind of had the delayed announcement when he initially signed with Illinois back in November. There was some talk SLU was getting involved late and never did. I'll believe it when I see it or hear it firsthand. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Before I let you go, just gut feel 1 to 10. I'll ask the question. You tell me. Give me a number. We're not going to hold you to this. The chances that Knox is a Missouri Tiger.
Let's go with 4. I think he was pretty impressed with the visit, just by what Blake Harris had to say. But you're still recruiting against Duke and North Carolina, and that's a tough one when he's going to take some time to think about this.
All right. The chances that Smith is a Missouri Tiger.
I'll go with 2 at this point.
All right. And now the chances that Tillman is going to be a Missouri Tiger.
Let's go with about 8.
I like that. All right. Now, before I let you go, if they get Tillman, they don't get Knox. Let's just say it's Harris, Roberts, Porter, and Tillman. Where will that put them, rankings, recruiting for the year?
Well, right now, if you look at, I like 16? The 24/7 rankings. They're 16th, and that's an average of all the rankings out there. And if you add Tillman to the mix, I think they're in the top 10. 24/7 is cool because they have this little calculator where you can put in players to different classes and see where the class would end up. And I think they'd be within the single digits, or at least maybe 10 or 11. And considering where this program has been, to all of a sudden now sign a top 10 class would be pretty remarkable.
And if they got Knox and Tillman, is there any chance it could be one, or is that going to be reserved for UCLA or Kentucky?
Kentucky is one right now. If you follow the calculator, how that works, it would put them right at two. And that's even, they wouldn't even need Smith. That would just be Knox and Tillman. That would put them at two. Now, Duke could add somebody. UCLA could add somebody. So they could move up too. So this is not all in a vacuum. It's all kind of relative to where things stand right now. But I think you're still talking about top five class then.
Awesome stuff. Good stuff. We will talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Frank.
All right. Dave Matter joining us, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Okay. Before we get out of here, quick word about our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a great place for the weekend, you want to get one of those getaways at Hollywood Casino. They've put millions, I mean millions of dollars into those new rooms. It looks like the Ritz. Plus, the food selection is much better. Final Cut Steakhouse, all-you-can-eat buffet, 99 Hops House, and one of the great Italian restaurants in the area, Charlie Gito's. We recommend a trip to Hollywood Casino. They're our title sponsor. They do some great work. That'll do it for this edition of the program. Great work by Brendan and Brian. We'll be back in 22. Coming up next, Charlie and Martin.